From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Good evening, I'm Jamie Hagee, and welcome to Grand Country Rewind. We hope you enjoy the efforts of our people to entertain you with country music. I'm Little Jimmy Dickens or Willie Nelson after taxes. Wow.
I don't know what to say. You've channeled Little Jimmy Dickens.
It just come over me there.
Well, all right. Well, hi, friends. Mike Patrick here, if you don't know that. I'm going to get Jamie his medicine. But first, let's play some good old country music from these fine names.
Ray Stevens, Reba McEntire, Randy Travis, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Leona Williams, and a gospel song from new, not old, but new South.
Mm-hmm. And our featured artist this week, I like this guy, Mel McDaniel.
This week's Vintage Branson Moment features the eighth show to start here in Branson, the Wilkinson Brothers.
Tonight, though, we're going to kick off the show with Ray Stevens.
Ray was our neighbor here in Branson for several years. He performed in his own namesake theater, which we now know as the RFD Theater.
And, you know, I believe I saw on Facebook the other day that he has opened a theater.
Mm-hmm. Nashville.
Is it Nashville? Okay. Yep. Well, cool. Next time I'm out there, I'll check out Ray Stevens. This song became a number one hit for him back in 1975. Here's Ray with Misty.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as kitten love tree. I'm walking on a cloud. I can't understand, love. I'm misty holding your hand. I walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, love. I'm misty the moment you need. Can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Ooh, on my own. Should I wander through this wonderland alone? Never know my right foot from the left. I'm misty, too much in love. You can say that you're leading me on. Too much in love. Too much in love.
How can I go on loving you
from 1984 with her first number one hit song. That was Reba McEntire, How Blue.
We're taking a quick break, but don't go anywhere. When we return, we feature our spotlight artist of the week, which tonight happens to be Mel McDaniel.
That's right. It'll all be right here next on Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
Grand Country's Fun Spot is the place for family fun.
Family fun.
Get your game on with laser tag. Mix it up on the Spin Zone bumper cars. Check your score on the mini bowling lanes. Play awesome blacklight mini golf in 3D. Play all the latest arcade attractions and win prizes. Call 417-335-2454 or visit grandcountry.com. What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
At Grand Country Fun Spot.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
From 1981, that was Mel McDaniel and Louisiana Saturday Night, just talking about In the Day. That was in every show in this town. We wore that out, didn't we?
Yep. Every show had Orange Blossom Special and Louisiana Saturday Night.
It's a good one.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We're going to give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest songs, and this week it's Mel McDaniel.
Melvin Houston McDaniel was born September 6th, 1942, in Oklahoma. The son of a truck-driving father, Mel was inspired to perform music after seeing Elvis on TV. In the fourth grade, Mel learned to play the trumpet and later the guitar. By the age of 14, he had taught himself the chords to Frankie and Johnny, and by the ripe age of 15, he was performing at talent contests at his high school.
After graduation, Mel began working as a musician in the local clubs of Tulsa. While he was in Tulsa, he recorded several singles. The first single he wrote and produced was titled Lazy Me, song about my life right there. Mel began performing in Tulsa after marrying his high school sweetheart.
Well, he soon moved to Nashville and landed a job as a demo singer and songwriter. He signed a contract with Capitol Records in 1976 and released the single Have a Dream on Me. In the 1980s, Mel McDaniel's career really took off with Louisiana Saturday Night in 81, and in 1985 he recorded his first and only number one hit with Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. Mel had many top 10 hits in this decade, including Right in the Palm of Your Hand, Big Old Brew, and Take Me to the Country.
In 1986, Mel McDaniel became a member of the Grand Ole Opry and made frequent appearances on the show. In 1996, Mel had a near-fatal fall into an orchestra pit while performing at the Hayman Performing Arts Center in Lafayette, Louisiana. This ended his touring career. Mel recovered from a heart attack in 2009, but was later diagnosed with lung cancer. He died at his home on March 31st, 2011. He was only 68 years old.
Well, great career. Left us some great songs. And we're going to play a couple songs from Mel. We start with my pick from 1984. This was the lead-off single from his album, Let It Roll. Song is Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, Stand Up. Released in 1985, it went to number 5 for him.
Here's our featured artist this week, Mel McDaniel.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. Right in the back seat of your car. I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify. Ever met a woman late night roaming? Party till your money was gone. A smiling Mona Lisa. Loaded up your Visa and took a bartender home. I said, stand up. If you ever been there, stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us.
us all about it. Stand up, testify. A he-man, do it just for me, man, knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero, she rated me a zero, said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up, have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. All about it. Stand up, testify. Stand up if you ever been there. Stand up, identify. Stand up.
Jamie, sit back down. He was standing up dancing on that one.
I was, yeah. Woo, I'm out of breath.
That's our featured artist this week, the late great Mel McDaniel.
Coming up next, we have Randy Travis, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's eighth founding show. I happen to perform with these guys.
Yeah.
The Wilkinson Brothers.
I'll be here when we come back with more Grand Country Rewind.
Fly away, old glory.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service, Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
That was Randy Travis and his fifth number one hit, Too Gone, Too Long.
Hi, folks. This is Mary Lou Turner, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Hey, that was our good friend Mary Lou Turner right there getting us in the next segment. And if you don't know, Jamie has a studio, a recording studio, and
yes,
she records her albums at your studio.
She certainly does.
And there's one about to happen.
We're going to do a new one.
Excited about that.
Yep.
She's a good lady. It's time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson. This week we honor the Wilkinson Brothers.
The Wilkinson Brothers became Branson's eighth show when they opened their show and theater on April 25th, 1981. The original owners and operators were the three brothers, Larry, Gary, and Charlie Wilkinson. Now, the boys' musical career began as part of a gospel trio near the Missouri Boot Hill in southeast Missouri.
During the Vietnam War, the boys turned their musical interests towards country music. After their tour of duty, the family got back together and started playing music just for fun.
The brothers put a show together in the late 70s and traveled every weekend doing shows in Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas. They then began performing under the name The Wilkinson Brothers. So the decision was made to go full-time and locate a music show right here in Branson.
Yep, they operated in their own namesake theater from 1981 until 1986, where they then sold the building to Boxcar Willie. And if you weren't around those years, that is where the Duttons currently reside. That
Absolutely.
Would have been the original theater. And they continued to perform for several years after that in the Show Palace Theater.
Here with our Vintage Branson moment this week's the Wilkinson Brothers with a 1981 Alabama hit, Old Flame.
I saw you staring at each other. I saw your eyes begin to glow. And I could tell.
Hey, that was Wilkinson Brothers, Branson's eighth founding show with our Vintage Branson moment this week. You said that was Larry singing lead on that.
It certainly was.
Yeah.
good singer. It's time to pay the bills, though, but stay with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark. If he doesn't know what's happened, he'll make it up, friends, from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
He didn't know what's happening, folks. It ain't happening. Stay with us for more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. No matter what the weather is outside, Splash Country Indoor Water Park provides hours of family fun. Float your cares away on the lazy river or plunge down the wild tube slides. Watch out for 1,000 gallons of falling water from the tipping bucket. Plan your Grand Country stay by calling 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us here in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Grand Band, Mike, and myself, along with this week's very special guest stars. These folks are very talented. AO, Voices of Glory, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
And I'm sure we'll talk about it, but they have a brand new venue this year. They've moved from the Starlight Theater to Andy Williams Performing Arts Center. They are very talented, folks, if you haven't seen
them.
So stay tuned in the next hour for AO. Right now, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country. Each week, we like to take a look back, and I just did, at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA, and we love this lady.
In our humble opinion, nobody sings a country song any better than Leona Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Our cut dates back to August 9th, 2013. Leona's singing a hit song from her former husband, Mr. Merle Haggard.
Heard of him. This was a number one hit song from Merle, by the way. Here's Miss Leona with Someday When Things Are Good.
And, you know, in country music, I've been lucky to have my songs recorded by some of the great singers. And this song right here was a number one record for a guy named Merle Haggard. It sold a lot of records, made me a lot of money, and I spent it. See if you remember this old song, and it was the title of one of my albums, and... anyway, it's called Someday When Things Are Good. I'm gonna leave. Someday. Well, I'll be one more in love than you talk about, and one more woman that you can say you have. Well, you've always been the kind that dreams yesterday.
Well, I'll be
fine. Let's give that guitar player a nice hand.
And entertainment news with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
You know, sometimes when he comes in the vault of classic country music, we know what we're going to talk about. Sometimes we don't, but you know what? We have no trouble filling time.
No. It ain't even close, son.
I've often kidded, you know, if Jamie ever wanted to stop doing this show, Josh, but we'd never play music.
No, we'd never play music, and it would be one take. You'd be looking for spots to get me to stop for commercials, and it just wouldn't even happen. And I do have to say that before I have a confession to make, before I was here in the vault of classic country music, I was next door at the Fun Spot. I was playing.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was playing Guitar Hero when you texted me and you were like, come on down, the poll's clear. I'm like, okay. So I had to finish up my Guitar Hero. And since I don't have any country music songs on Guitar Hero, I have to play like Rage Against the Machine and the Beastie Boys and stuff like that. So it's fun to see all those little kids saying, Mommy, what's that man playing over there? That was popular when Mommy was in school.
News.
That's right. Jay Clark at BransonTriLakesNews.com for the big man with the wild beard that was playing Guitar Hero at Fun Spot.
And yeah. If you ever want to get the kids out of the house for a while, send a couple $100 with him. He'll go to Fun Spot.
Yeah, man. I will babysit. I'll do it for free as long as you just pay for me to play games. Like, that's fine. I will do it. And for some of you women out there that want to send your husbands out, there's some shooting games and some driving games. It really is a lot of fun. Anyway, we got other stuff to get to. I just wanted to give a shout out. So we always talk about different artists that hit town and how over the years, you know, we've branched out from just the country
yep.
artists that come to town. So got somebody real interesting. Andy Williams Theater announced earlier this week, Michael Bolton is coming to Branson September 23rd.
Wow. Now, Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton, man, you know, and he started off as like a heavy metal singer.
Yeah.
And then switched to that adult contemporary pop, kind of blue-eyed soulish music, yeah. you know. Did a lot of cover tunes that he had hits with. I mean, dude's got tons of number ones and Grammys and all that stuff, and he's going to be playing here in September.
That's pretty amazing.
It really is crazy. Wow. Just
yeah.
I mean, really, it's kind of like, okay, Michael Bolton.
Well, we've mentioned yeah. already, I mean, there's some great names between Welk.
Mm-hmm. And Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. Yeah. Yeah. Several things going on.
Dude, all mansion. Kind of stuff. Yeah, the mansion. Oh, dude, and supposedly our buddy Dennis Quaid is going to come back. They haven't officially made an announcement yet, but I keep hearing that they're getting real close to announcing his official dates, so Dennis Quaid will come back. That's cool. Speaking of coming back, son, I know you had to dip out of rehearsal to come yeah. in here and lay down this track because you're in rehearsal this week for what?
New South Gospel returns uh-huh. Thursday, March 29th, next Thursday, this coming Thursday, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a great show, all new. You know, we usually run the show for 2 years.
Right.
Because they only do 48 a year, mm-hmm. so it's a lot of work to put together a full two-hour show, mm-hmm. all the lighting, everything that goes into it. But so it'll be all brand new this year, and I think it's going to be my favorite yet.
Yeah, it's kind of personal for you this year, isn't it?
There's some great songs. There's going to be a tribute to mm-hmm. the Foggy River Boys.
Can't wait.
Our boys, Phil, you know, we've got to know them. Well, of course, I worked with them, but my right. boys have got to know them through the years and sing together on occasion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they paved the way for us and other quartets to mm-hmm. be in this town. So we turn a little
awesome.
Applause to them.
You know, I love it whenever you, and that's the cool thing about you doing these shows because they're your shows. Yeah. Like, if you want to pay tribute to somebody, you can pay tribute to somebody. And I love it whenever you guys do that, especially the people that you knew.
Yeah.
People that you actually, you know, conversed with and became friends with. It's really cool to see your take on what a tribute should be to that person as compared to somebody who maybe didn't even know these people.
Absolutely. Well, and I think it's so important, you know, a lot of people don't know Branson of 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, what the strip looked like. And so I think it's fun to, because there'll be a little video history, a lot of pictures that go with this. It's about 2 minutes, and then the quartet might sing one of their songs.
Oh.
Maybe dressed.
Love the tease.
Dressed, we'll just have to be there on opening day, won't we? 3 o'clock, Thursday, guys.
That's awesome. So, and then after that opens... You're done. Oh, no, wait. No, you're not. You go
one
right
more
back,
show.
You go right back into rehearsal, don't you?
The following Monday, we start rehearsal on Down Home Country.
One of my favorites, y'all.
And I'm proud of it. We wrote it a couple weeks ago. I had the whole cast in my office, and we sat down and got it all lined out. But we start rehearsal, because we take about 2 weeks and put that one together. And it'll be here April 17th through close to Memorial Day. Then it returns in the fall, September through December.
And you still letting Hagee shed the Jim Dandy, right?
Yeah.
And do it as just Hagee.
He's a straight man. He's a featured singer. Jarrett Doherty on comedy. Jarrett's and that guy is something else.
Dude, there's something wrong with him.
Like, when he calls literally. You better play, you're going to sit down for 30 minutes because he's going to go through the entire routine, tell you about it, do it once, and then go back through it.
And then go back through it again. Now, this part right now, listen to all of it now, because this part right here is what I'm concerned about.
He's a jewel.
Oh, he really is. He's awesome. I can't wait for that one. That, seriously, man, Down Home Country is one of my, I look forward to it every year. It's a morning show. Get up early and go hear that good old-fashioned country music. It just starts your day off right.
Well, and real quickly, because we got just a hair time left. Mm-hmm. Billy Yates, ran into him the other night, and he's really telling me about his show, the new songwriters and the round. At the Americana Theater.
First week of April, I believe. Yeah. April 4th, April 9th, something like that. It's first week
Some
of April.
Cool stuff.
He's got a list 3 pages long of the different songwriters that he's bringing in here. And basically, they're just sitting around. They're picking and grinning and telling stories behind the songs that y'all know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
He's
great.
Got a beautiful set coming. Anyway, check that out. Check the schedules. And you can, if you want to check schedules, I'll tell you where you can find them.
That's right, son. Branson, Tri-Lakes News. com. Every Monday and no, that's not right at all. Every Wednesday and Saturday, we post new things. Every Thursday, you can check out newsstands for Branson Live. Every Friday morning on 106.3 KRZK here locally with Miss Janet Ellis. And then we wrap it up with a bow Sunday or Saturday, depending upon which station you're listening on this fine program.
Right there, folks, is the Nitty Gritty.
Woo!
And right now, here's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Nice.
Get up in your high horse, woman. Get up in your high horse now. And get up in your high horse, woman. I'll make it up to you somehow. Moonlit shadow, she starts a tripping firelight. Jumping in trees, lying across the right of way. Silvery morning, it glistens down the valley. But she don't stop till we ride the night away. Get up in your high horse, woman. Get up in your high horse. Get up in your high horse, woman. I'll make it up to you somehow. Blonde braids tangle at the misty break of morning, catching light through a dusty window pane. Lost in lust, in denial of the warning, she digs her heels in the stallion's flank again. Get up in your high horse, woman. Get up in your high horse now. Get up in your high. Woman, I'll make it up to you somehow. Get up in your high horse, woman. You pay the price, you get to play. Hey, get up in your high horse, woman. You're gonna ride the break of day. Somehow. Get up on your high horse, woman. You pay the price, you get.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's Best Quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We sure appreciate you spending an hour with us this week for some great classic country music.
To take us out of the hour, here is New South.
As you travel along,
as you travel along,
on the Jericho Road,
on the Jericho Road,
does the world seem all wrong?
Does the world seem all wrong?
Just two, no more, no less.
Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you. Each burden he'll bear. Each sorrow he'll share. There's never a care.
For Jesus is there.
For Jesus is there.
This message I bring, though your hope may be gone, he'll cause you to sing. At Jesus' command, sin shackles must fall on the Jericho Road. Will you answer his call?
Jericho Road.
On the Jericho Road.
There's room for just two.
There's room for just two. No more, no less.
Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you. Each burden he'll bear. Each sorrow he'll share. There's never a
been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack.
For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.